Well, we thank you all again for joining us as it's time for us to tell you a bit more about Iran. So stay with us and stay with Iran. Now, as we all learned last week by joining Mr. Sadeghzadeh at a festival celebrating the varieties of diverse celebrations of Nowruz here in Iran by distinct ethnic groups, Iran shares its culture, heritage, tradition, celebration, and land with many diverse ethnic groups. So let's join Mr. Salman Kujuri as he takes a deeper look at one particular ethnic group in Iran, the Iranian Kurds, as they celebrate the rebirth of spring their style.
Like other parts of Iran, Kurds observe the tradition of hafsin, which includes seven specific items, starting with the letter S, or sin in the Persian alphabet. The items symbolically correspond to seven creations, the seven elements of life, namely fire, earth, water, air, plants, animals, and human, are represented. Members of families sit together and enjoy happy moments of the turn of the year. One of the most interesting ceremonies in Kurdistan, which takes place on the first day of the new year, is Kusegardi, or moving shark around. In this ceremony, a person is dressed ridiculously in a loosely fit garment, usually in white. A long hat is put on his head with two horns. Then he goes around the city on a horse or donkey, moving from one house to another, which causes people to laugh and enjoy.
Kurds are so hospitable, nice, and warm, and we can say kind with their guests. Especially, they accept guests very warmly and kindly. Kurdish culture is to mercy and forgive other people. To say, okay, if I start my New Year with forgiveness, with mercy, with being kind with other people, so it will go through my whole year and I will have a very good New Year. So they are all doing the same thing, and they forget about the insults and fights and etc. that they have done before previous year.
Kurds have another ceremony special for Nowruz, which is called Test Your Luck. During this ceremony, everyone brings an egg and put it on the ground, and then a hen is sent among the eggs. If the hen breaks any egg, the owner of that egg is believed to be lucky and is predicted to have a lucky year.